Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Isaiah chapter 27. You may please be seated for a while. Can you transpose higher? Is able. Just play. I want to. I can't hear the sound. Abundantly able. From your heart for the last time. God is able.
He's able. Abundantly able. To deliver. And to change.
To raise a cry once more for our city, and then we will enter into our burden for this morning. Isaiah chapter 27, and I'll take a reading from verse 1 to verse 6. In that day, the Lord with his sword and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent. Can you lighten this thing? It's too deep. The piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. Our focal verse is verse 3. But I need to bring perspective. That's why we'll go to verse 6. What is the song? I, the Lord, do keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set the briars and the thorns against me in battle? I will go through them. I will burn them together. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root, and Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. Our reading has a plot, and that plot is set on a particular day. The Bible says in that day. Somebody say in that day. I began to meditate. You know, they took me from where I sat with them, Pastor Diola. I was the chairman of the reception. Even though immediately I gave my chairman speech, we left. While I was sitting on that seat in isolation, I began to meditate on the verse 3. Because on my seat, I have friends who are prophets. Some of them are called pastors, but they have eyes. This particular one is a man of God. There are people who are not men of God in ministry. Pastor Nia Detiloye. He was with us at Ilorin Prayer Convergence last year. I ministered for him quite a lot. He said, sir, I saw a vision. And the vision was that we were in HWCN, and there was an uproar in town because the town was under attack. It was like a warlike situation. The first thing he said to me was, sir, you need to recut the covenant of preservation over Ogbomoso urgently. I said, what did you say? So he didn't write. And I told him that based on my interaction with God, we are behind time in that labor. And the reason why we are behind time is that there are few people who love this city enough to engage for her. Many of those who claim to love her want to reap from her. Are you getting my point? So there's a posture of the heart. And so I said to him that into this morning, because like I shared in the morning, I gave that my sacrificial seed at about 1:05 in the night. At about 1:05. And I had some bit of communication with the Lord. Our walls were designed to have men who watch. They are like wall standards. But the Lord is saying to me that there are gaps in the walls, because many men have escaped duty. They have gone to do their own thing. So there are gaps. And the gaps in the walls will not have been visible if the occultic world had the capacity to complete the circuitry to replicate it. So the church can go to sleep if the occult is strong. We will not know who is making it happen. You understand? We'll just say we are safe. But the occultic dimension has failed, and so it's obvious that the last stand for the city is a church that is not aware. I've been trying to reach the county chairman. It's not picking my call. So I've now felt, okay, it's a Saturday, it's a weekend. And weekend, all of us do Owambe. It's either Owambe or conference. So I will still try this night. But the picture I saw was that the city was invaded. And we got news this afternoon that even around between here and Oyo on the old road, they have started waylaying people from yesterday night. And that we're worshiping in church, and that the sound came, that they are killing people. But he saw something very strange. He saw an angel moving to the building rapidly. And then he began to touch, and everybody that he touched, now, he does not know where my wife sits in church. But he said the angel began to touch from the door. And that it was mama. That's how he wrote it. The angel first touched. And then began to touch people till he got to the front. And everybody he touched disappeared. That's scary. So when we pray circumcision, pray who? I said, the third deliverable of circumcision is what? Preservation. He says, so he perceived that they are angels. And our warfare is not strong until the angelic dimension is supplied. It was for that purpose that in the conquest of Jericho, when Joshua was trying to muster the army, a certain man stood with a drawn sword. It means that they were more ready than Joshua. So he said, God told him that the angelic counterpart for the defense of the city has been stirred, but they don't have sufficient men to partner with them. What it means is that when God does not have many men, he multiplies men. If he needs 200 men and he has only two, what we do is we give them the energies of 100. So it will still be 200, but these two men, we do the work of 200 people. What do I mean? Maybe if we were like 1,000 people, yesterday night's prayer will have been sufficient. But if we are less than 1,000, it means that we need to pray longer so that we can meet up with the requirement. Are you getting me? This is territorial intercession pre-degree. That's what we're sharing now. The reason why some prayers take a long time to be answered is that it takes a long time for the cup to be full. And if there is an insufficiency of men, the one who is laboring will need to labor long. So I said, I've heard. Said, I'll keep praying. So it was in the middle of that, that another person sent me a message. He said, I've been looking at you in this wedding. You are not smiling. And I said, I'm burdened. And I said, okay. Now God will do whatever is on your mind. I said, I know he will do it. I'm not even afraid for myself. I'm afraid for people who don't know the way of prayer. I'm afraid for people who are scheduled to be saved next year, who can be killed this year. You know, the kingdom loses, Satan gains. Those are the ones I'm afraid for. I'm not afraid for my family. Nothing will happen to them. Nothing bad. And I'm not really afraid for any one of you. I have assurances in God. My prayers now, on a personal note, is to get more assurances. I've been asking God, I want a statement from your mouth. You can't lie to me. Tell me that category. I know I prayed, but I want an answer. And the answer is a statement. They will not come. As I was checking my tire, because immediately we parked, I was trying to quickly drive and come back, and I saw that one of my tires was flat. So I was torn between, change the tire, do something. I just called my vocalizer, hello, your tire, and I said, I'm coming to church. Someone was telling me that she had visions of war she has been having again and again. Why I have confidence that there may be something like a battle in Nigeria, but it won't be a full-blown war. It's that God has told me that there will be no war. We'll limit it. You heard what prophet said. There will be stirrings. But because of the cries of a few people, God will avert war. So verse 3 is a verse I began to meditate on inside the wedding. I didn't talk to anybody. I was just on my own. The plot of this story is on a particular day, and we see the possibility of two different events happening on a particular day. The first event is divine. The second event is human. God picks up a fight with a particular spirit that is a particular dragon. That's, you know, there's a lot of imagery in scriptures. I will do that again when I come tomorrow. God picks up a fight with, it's a spirit entity actually. And the name of that, it has, well, a spirit entity. A spirit entity is referred to as Leviathan. Give me verse 1. In that day, somebody said that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan. And the Bible calls Leviathan the piercing serpent. Some years ago, I did a sermon series on exposing mammon. It was an attempt to help our brethren out of the bondage of MMM. How many of you remember MMM? I have told them, don't do this thing. Money doesn't come cheaply. They didn't listen. So I had to do a teaching. It was an evening teaching on a Tuesday on exposing mammon. In trying to uncover mammon, I found out that just like you have archangels in heaven, when Satan fell, he replicated that structure. I've said to us that archangels are not angels. They are what? Archangels. Cherubims are not angels. They are cherubims. Seraphims are not angels. They are seraphims. When you look like a seraphim at a seraphim, and you look like at the angel, you find out that they don't even look alike at all. Are you with me? But for categorization purposes, we categorize them along 9 levels of the angelic dimension. Even the only one of them is called angels. You have thrones, you have dominions. They are not called angels. What they are is thrones. What they are is called dominions. When you go to the other side, when the enemy fell, what he decided to do was to appropriate to himself a God status and replicated that structure. So at the top of the ladder, just like you have archangels, he didn't create archangels, he created princes of hell. Somebody say princes of hell. Now, there are 9 princes of hell. 9. And one of them is mammon. I explained in that sermon series that it is impossible for you to put your money in a get rich quick scheme without being bound by a trinity in darkness. You will need a spirit that suggests to you that you can make money without sweat. The name of that spirit is Belphegor. He's the master of sloth. He creates lazy people who think that life is supposed to deliver cheap. He's the one that sponsors those ideas. And I've never seen somebody who put his money in a get quick rich scheme who did not make small money. 5K. So you see them. I just collected 10K now. I put 5K and I collected 10K in 30 minutes. It's because 10K cannot pay you. So you put 10K. You need a spirit to manage your greed. That you will now go and borrow 1 million. Because in 1 hour you want, in 30 minutes you want to put 1 million and get 2 million. There's a spirit that manages your greed. That spirit is called mammon. Is the greed master. But there are two effects cannot make a man poor. Mammon will do a long time job that you can even put the 2 million, 1 million. The 1 million does not come in 30 minutes. You will find a reason why it's delaying. Get paid. Get help. Get help. And give help. So say I know somebody is not, it's not giving help yet, and you go and borrow another 5 million. It will make sure that you are borrowed from the people that can waste you, and then it will activate this thought spirit, Leviathan. Leviathan is a waster. He's the one that ensures that whatever started with Belphegor has come to Mammon will grow wings and fly away. Drank sniper out because they were owing everybody. When I preached that sermon, I thought that everybody was listening to me. I didn't know that there were some people in the house who was saying, tell them who also had money there. So I saw some people wearing long faces. One of them came to my house, one of our sisters, she's graduated now. I said, the Lord is telling me that you're involved in this thing. She said, no, how can I do that kind of thing? So I gave them a date. I said, by 13th of November that particular year, everybody's money will go away. There is one guy who does photocopy there. I don't know if he's still there. We used to call him Kenny. He's there. He used to be on the other side. Kenny bought 5 machines He was not a church member, but he heard the date. So by end of October, he removed his money. A lady, she used to be up there. She had only one sewing machine. My wife knows her. She has gone to Lagos now. Ayo Maria or something. That's the name of the shop. The younger brother is still sewing clothes there. I think he goes to Methodist or so. This young, the lady had one machine. From MMM, she got about 12 machines. Tore down the wall of the shop. Expanded. But everybody was waiting for end of October to exit. It's the AWCM people that had hope. Well, by 13th of November that year, MMM stopped paying. They now promised them that they'll sleep for 1 year. People can still be entering the scheme. And by January, they will come back. Well, some people still borrowed money. Ah, you see, your greed needs maintenance. And as long as the spirit is there, the people will be like that. But Leviathan ensured that everybody was wasted. This is my point. Leviathan doesn't just waste resources. He wastes men. Every time when you see that lives are being lost with reckless abandon, there's a spirit involved. Leviathan. So God is saying that in that day, the Lord will, with his sore and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan, because this wastage that we have seen is not without a spirit, and that spirit will be up for judgment. Sorry, I'm taking your time. We have been praying against men. Just like people put their money in MMM, a very gentle man can become a wicked man. He can take lives if he has no means to undo the influence of Leviathan. So those are three among the nine princes of hell. There are plenty of them. Even the crooked serpent, that's how it looks like. It's like a dragon. It has a long tail and it has wings. The Bible says, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. When you are studying the prophetic, when you see the word sea, it does not mean always mean waters. Many times, it means the midst of men. Are you with me? So it means that this dragon finds expression amongst men. God will slay it. In that same day, a human activity will rise. What is the human activity? In that day, they are saying immediately God kills. There is a response from the people of God. He says, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. Now a land must begin to hear a song. Is somebody hearing me? What is the land? This is the song. I, the Lord, do keep it. I am her preservation. I will water it when? Every moment. It means what it needs to be preserved, what it needs to be sustained, will be supplied every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. So we have a promise from heaven. We have a promise from heaven. But this promise, this song is not a valid song until God has moved to attack Leviathan. Are you with me? So our prayer will be that the spirit behind the wastage of lives that has made our nation a jungle, where the armed can take on the weak. The weak is the unarmed. Such threats that bear themselves around the borders of our city, let the spirit behind that operation be taken out. If you power robots by Wi-Fi connection, and then the robots are beating people up, to attack the robot will be a waste of time. What you need to do is to find, that's what they do in movies, they find the command center. So that if a robot comes and is about to knock doctor on the head, once the command center is off, you just see the lights
the robot goes,
and it stays like that. If you switch off the spirit that is behind this wastage, then we will win cheaply. Spirits have been stirred over our nation. Certain men, because of ambition, have sold our nation to spirits. Spirits that will ensure that they win by all means and that they reduce our numbers. So we want to trust Jesus that this wasting spirit will be checkmated. Can you give me verse 4? Now the song continues, fury is not in me. God is saying, see, I'm not extraordinarily angry. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? When I want to fight, even when I'm not angry, is it possible to put barriers before me? He says, I will go through them and I will burn them together. Next verse. Or let him take hold of my strength. It means let him attempt to stop me when I'm moving, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come out of Jacob to do what? To take root. It means instead of a wasting, there is going to be establishment. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. The prayer is simple. Father, we understand that spirits are involved in this battle. We understand that our atmosphere has been prepared for wastage. Our eyes are upon you. Let the spirits that seek to bear their influences over our land come into the fellowship of your sword. As we pray, I'll be able to make it simpler. Let the spirits that seek to waste men in our land, let the spirits that seek to waste resources in our land come into the fellowship of your sword. Let them encounter your so great sword. Let this battle become a battle of spirits. That's a cheaper way to pray. We scale it up to you. We scale it up to you. Let the preservation of Obomoshaw become a battle of spirits. Tonight we supply the request that makes you active, and that we ask that over our land you will begin to show yourself strong. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Shimbatato shalambala tabarata shilabatambatia sabarache tabama metabarashanta babebra shavelanta brande rapa shalebranto vimata barantos tabahata reka bashante lebakiba lebran loka barasoka babante kababai elambe kambrande kabasha.
Shigabaragadia souvenir kabai embrashan delebreso via telia kabai ikababa babarado shete via telia guasuvatia tire ababala basha telia guakeina suzevia tire ambreso setila arujica telia combreso telia tire akabia suzevenia kambele dua shigabarata rate debele gosha tabaragadia suzeva embreshe telia kabalia shata Eradada brashandelia suzetai, Rakabelia suziatelia kai, Ababaria shandele bresotai, Ratete peru shigatalia kaba, Abrasuzeviate, Radada barada barua shikatai, Ekabalia suzevenia shatai, Embreso seti, Radete breshata, Embrabante kinua sivete, Erubelia shatelia kaba, Ambresuzetelia kaba, Shigabalia kambeleta. Let the battle over this city become the battle of spirit. Eshatile kunamai. Radadaba shata. Ambreso teliata. Ambrapalia shata. Akababaria suzeta. Embrashika paliata. Erwabababaria suzeta. Ekete perua kabiaso. Erwashaga dagabarata. Radadia shante kabai. Eredose seviate. Akabalia sose. Ayagada baratata. Equa capia sword,
Ejagadatabara, Eruakandeletata, Eruashikata, Ekapande, Eruapaliatata, Ayekoberia Shata, Emanosuzevia, Eruababarata, Eradadadeberata, Eradoshata, Eruakabiata, Equakandeso, Eshakadiata, Aikaparia Sose, Equakabera, Eradadabara, Ashakadia Sose, Equakandeleta, Ashabababa, Ashabababa, Aradadaba, Aquasebo, Eshateliata, Aruakabeleta, Abrasuze, Equakabe, 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 Ayakabara, Ayastuze, Ayakwaso, Ambresuze, let every spirit that assists them in to waste men in our city, let them meet with your sword. Ayabaria Shate, Abababaratai, Ayagadagadabaratai, Ayagadagadabaratai, Eruashate, Akabele, Equakambiaso, Ashakabe, Aretsosaya, Akabekwate, Eruakabiasha, Ayakabiata Tete, Aradadabaratabarata, Erashate, Emasuzea, Ashikabaliata, Ambrequashata, Abrasuzetaya, Aruakambeleta, Ashakabaliata, Aruakambe, Ashepeleta Tete, Eradadadadada, Aradadadadada, Arakakabate, Ashikai, Aruakabai, Eruakabai, Eruakabai, Eyeko, 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 Eshateka, Rasosai, Erababai, Eruashata, Amenaswate, Ashatata, 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 Eruakabe, Ratatata, Aradadada, Eruashata, Ebrasose, Aquakabe, Eruakabe, Ashakabe, Rasose, Eruakai, Eruakai, Rakai, 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 Eko, Equashate, Embrasusa, Ayayaya, Ayayaya, Ayaparata, Ashikatelia, Ambrasusa, Eruakababa, Eruakababa, Eruasatata, Ashekaba, let them wait with your sword, Ayakunimai, Ayamanakai, Ayaya Baratata, Aragateke de Berata, Erakateka Barata, Ashakate, Ekakabiata, Equakabia, Ayakuatete, Akakuakambe, Ashakabiata, Aruakabele, Aruaseta, Ayapariasa, Akapetete, Ayayabara, Ashatata, Ayakabiasa, Ebrasote, Ebrakabe, Radadada, 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 Ekakakabarata, Ashikabariata, Embrasuze.
We scale up beyond, yes, beyond the realms of men, and we send it out to you, O God. Let it become a battle of spirits. Bring forth your sword, great sword, and put to death the spirit of the waster. I am a pananta, rabasuka patato, epapopopopeata, epansuka babarata, ranta bababometa, elampambe baba, afata, jekaporato, jekarakatapaha, apondakai, yakamapakata, yabrakastapa, atapapapa. Elapamba Kadabai, Rampen Sababanta, Ampostapalata, Alanta Bakamo, Emabranta Babahata, Elefefe Fante, Elanta Burianta, Sapamba, Ashalabata, Elopa Barata, Eshwanta Laboska, Efakamba Baya, Arapo, Akata Papa Quanta, Rompa Sakalapa, Elapapa Biata, Ropamba Shamelata. Ambrose Tamba, Elapapata Rishomilate, Emetete Makapa, Yate Lako, Yate Laparata, Rapa Savata, Efapalataba. Oh God, oh God, let that which seeks to waste in our city. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. That which has sent to our city the company of spearmen, Amamia Tabande, Efekamalabata. Let the control center be wasted. Let the spiritual movements that have occasioned the movements of strange men across our city be summarized unto an end tonight. Break, oh God, lela baba bake eleko samambola la raba babo efanatata efansaba efapatana efiaparaso eropakata ukambambona shapala kompapa aparapapata shabela bila baba baba bae efelemenata bopande atata rapa shopele tona afampe mbaba apai 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 shabalai rapapa shobala pata rampambo hakapa apapa bapapa. Obama saw you are declared safe. You are declared safe. Ilataka pataka poratasha rapemba ita abai batasto e papa lovatande mbampranta shabranta rapapa shata papa e rapakota e shakopateka apamroketoka afatapa baikoa 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 e kapa baika papa baka boka la asapambuaka rapapa shapa e semilaka papa patekapa e kwapan shabanda rataba bilanta bakoma my papa la banate bahiata e pasta banta ro reva pate kambo katai asakanda la papa patata leva rapa shata rapa panda atava shata atata timama ameapai e pafapai e posata kapai e fapate kapai e lokata bela rape e kate e shati galanta ranta katata talanta rampa katata tipa e fapabada amasa panato e poto balapahaya arapa shabaya e po e patapo e patapo e patapo apapapo kokokopo e polondo lampopopo e pasombo e rapota asapa la pointa arapa shapa baba afapa la te o papa mbashata ai fapaila arise o God arise o God George the spirit of the waster ayapata bala bahai atapa la barakako e kampa bahai e fanata bahai e la papa papa bahai asola kotaria gagaba shape e fekananata e pasande in kapalananata in kapalaskapalata e rapapa sikamba e papayante e fapalakodia astomea astakapa astakepale e lekapadabra e rakota asapapo e sakapo e sakapo e sakapo sapilatea afapalapaha apo apo sepambona ampampapo e kapalapakapapa asaita matelebrahanda bona. Yes, Father. Oh, secure Bomaso by destroying the spirit of the waster. Let the hexes that have been charged over our city, oh, let the spells that have been chattered over our city, let Amada Balabata Lebalabaratomba Yala, let that which has been unlocked, let the wells that have been unlocked to bring violence, to sustain carnage over our city. Eyabilahake, Tomai Kaminato, Ampos Kebulai, Aranta Babat, Efabanate, O Ambasamilo, my copa, my copa, my copa, Pate Papo, Pataparokoi, Epapatokoi, Asoka Bambo Kabala, Rapapo, Toma pelo kokata. Ashapa bambo. E kabra kata baboha. Ashante la bekaba. E broka baba. Sate le bebebebe. Fele bebaha. Rapaka baha. Rapaka tibahate. Ekaseya. 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 Isata balaha. Efi palahato. Balonta bai. Baprenta bela. Bapela tomampai. Basanta babia. Rapapa. Afenata. Estompapa. Sikole. Ekemenonte. Itombe tilitaya. Asapuranka batate. E palatomba. Bapronta tabaro. E sapelantoaya. Apako patonga. Rata patata. E pampol. Kapapasata. E fatapa maya. Andra basamento. E mapoponanta. E ponda la baba sentoya. Atrando ramataba. A rapato sama. Mai matonde. Mai kapasonena. E fapale. E fapale. Sotelanda barukaya. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh. 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 Ayaya sata pahali to kopahata vila kasaita. From the rising,
of the sun,
oh, to
the setting of the sun,
your name. Adonai say, on the rising
of the sun,
to the setting,
of the sun,
your name. They are la boca, bamba, basa, kaba, mara, la baka, baba, bahaya. From the rising,
of the sun,
oh,
to the setting of the sun,
hey, Abba, Baba, no me,
is to be done.
Adonai, you are the Lord God. One more time, from the rising. Chapter 2. We'll read from verse 23 to 25. Exodus 2, 23 to 25. We're still praying. As I began to pray, and I was pacing here, the Lord told me, son, there are many things that can provoke my intervention, even when there's a deficit of labor. I'll give you a mundane example. If I had been fed progressively, fed so much with the expectation that in the day a car stops working, I can push it alone. If a day comes when a car stops and I attempt to push it and I cannot push it, what it means is that I did not
I was not a good steward with what I ate. Are you with me? But there are many ways to amplify my labor. I can phone a friend or phone a company of friends. Now when they come, my push will just be one finger. Now the guy, you know those strange people that you call them to push a car? The guy is just, it's every other person that is pushing. There are systems like that in God, where a man who has been found wanting is helped in the day that God is willing to get things done. And God told me that we can secure the labors of certain men who have labored in this town. So I'll give you two of them. I've shared with you my encounters with God's apostle, Moses Orimolade. And I've shared with you that he labored in this town. It was in this town that he was mocked. There was a gathering. The plot was around Turkey. And because people gathered to him, he preached the gospel. He was a master of the miraculous. A certain woman who was later known to be a sorcerer, seeking to stop what God was doing, poisoned the hearts of the people against him by telling them, "Why are you gathering to a crippled man?" And so people began to, he's making us well. He's crippled. And so people began to migrate away. And Baba felt sad, so he cursed the town. And it was said that for over a year, it didn't rain. If you were pregnant, you stayed pregnant. It was no longer a case of 9 months. Go and check the stories. They look like fables. If you were pregnant, you could not be helped to deliver. That's in the early 1900s. If you were not pregnant, no matter how much you try, even if you go to Bolu's fertility clinic, is that not Bolu? You go to Bolu's fertility clinic, she'll not be able to help you because the utterances killed productivity in the atmosphere. So Baba relocated to Lagos, and after a while, they said certain men from Ogunmosho went to beg him, "Help us, help us." So he came back with them and lifted up the curse over the town. Blessed the town. Part of the byproducts of the blessing is preservation. In my encounters with him, we have I think I still shared recently. We have journeyed to Turkey together. What was not here, I was sharing. As I was in that our sitting room, I was mopping the ground on one Sunday afternoon, and then I saw a mist distill into the room so that I could no longer see the door or the windows. And I saw the man in white with his locks of hair, with a rod in his hand, and said to me, "Omomi, tell him." We went through that door and moved till we got to Turkey, and he showed me the spot where he labored in this town. I saw it in that encounter before I experienced it in books. I had to go and check me. And I remember that he gave me his rod. He has a rod like a shepherd's staff, and told me to keep striking the ground on two occasions. On one occasion, it was to show me that there is a city buried under our city, a city of great prosperity. The second one, to show me the spot where he labored. And he told me if I continue striking the ground, I will get to see something. And as I continued striking, the earth broke and water began to seep out. And he said to me, "These are the waters of revival. If you keep striking, this land will be soaked in revival." What is this rod? He said, "But the rod on your hand is sustained prayer." And I was back in my house. So, we want to use the covenants that make them potent in this city and bring them before God. I'm going to read from scriptures. The next time you journey towards Kiatika, after you go past the seminary, there's an apostolic church that goes off that road. Some people call that area Otitoju. Okay. Now, the man who started the church was one of Ayo Babalola's men who was posted to come to this town to come and labor. Mama had a problematic wife who was an indigene of this town. She disturbed his life. And so to be able to manage home and ministry, he decided to let that woman go, was an indigene. And married from Ondo side. That's where he was from. So the story tells us, and I've been to the church. I know the people in the church. My history about Baba is firsthand. Baba was driven out of this town towards the Odoba side. His bag put on his head, and they sang him out of the town. And so he looked back into the town and placed a curse over the town that it would be impossible to do ministry for 12 years and still be effective. So, after many years, they have a big church there. That church took them many years to build, even though they have foreign branches. You know, a curse doesn't mind your resources. A curse opens the gate to Leviathan. It will waste everything. If a man is cursed and you are giving him money, you will lose money together. Anyway, so many ministers till now still feel that you can't do 12 years. And I've been told that too. But I know the end of the story. Because Baba left town and he never returned until he died. So after a while, some people went in search of him. Odoba. There are many villages around there. And when they got to the village where they heard that he was, they were told that he had died. And so they were about to return in sorrow. And an elderly woman came out and said, "Where are you from?" "Say, we're from Obomoso." "Oh, you came to beg Baba. He's late, but he said that anytime people come from Obomoso, tell them that I have forgiven them and I have blessed the city." So if Jesus tarries, we'll be doing 12 years, we'll be doing 30 years, 40 years, and it only will only be burning better. I know people who left thriving ministries here and relocated somewhere else because they had touched 12 years and they were afraid that ministry would die. We want to bring the covenants that made them potent in this town before the Lord. Why? Because in Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, the Bible says, "And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of their bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage." You will have felt that God was going to respond to their cry, but their cry was not known. Next verse. "And God heard their groaning," and see, it's me that traveled, I've been driving. So, "And God heard their groaning, and God..." The motions of God was not solely because of the groaning. There was a mix, and it was the covenants that they had with their fathers. Many of us have spiritual fathers. Like me, I have. My spiritual father is Apostle Aaron Osai. But in every city, there are fathers. And what makes you a father in a city is that you have sustained the posture of covenant with God. So, men like that are my fathers. As far as Obomoso is a reference point. Are you with me? Good. "And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." There was a restoration of value to the children of Israel because groaning was mixed with covenant. We may not know the full terms of the covenant, but I want us to bring these two names before the Lord. One is Paul, Titoju. I've forgotten his first name. Maybe it's Gabriel or something, but I've forgotten his first name. But you can leave it at Paul, Titoju. And the apostle Moses, Orimolade. Let the covenants that gave them room in this city, that gave them potency in this city. What I see in my spirit, or what I saw when God began to lay these covenants in my heart, were wells. Wells that have been sealed. And from tonight, God will begin to open those wells. The waters from those wells will bring God into a state of remembrance. And we have respect to Obomoshon. Can we lift up our voices to the Lord and ask. No, Jibola, you join me in 3 minutes. You join me in 3 minutes. So you just be praying alone. Can we lift up our voices to the Lord? Because of your covenant with this man, they wasted their lives to advance your cause. And so in the land of their travail, you will not allow a waster. If truly the apostle Moses Orimola, they served you in Obomoso. If truly Paul Tito you stood here as your regent, as your face in the land, then we ask that the land of their service will not be overrun by the waster. Let their wasting, Lord, come before you as a sweet-smelling savour. Let their covenants be reoccasioned before the throne, and let it be impossible for darkness to invade us with effect. Let these waters that seek to envelop our town, the waters whose effects have been felt along our borders, not be able to come any further. We ask that you will raise a counter flood from the wells that these men have dug by covenant, and that you will bring preservation to our land. Oh, Alakusaka Balakutaba. Balaka labrahando kabarakuta bashabalahata. Mrakambata balatoka baina. Lepaka basho balako balatebaha. Rampa Saba Babatela Bahita Epapo Sapelanto Baraha I Papa Hata I Pate Babasopa Repan Saba Babahai Epalatomba Branta Kababa Epa Sababata Lepa Babaheva Epa Sapatale Lekapata Kenda Lante Kabarante Ilakapanda Epranta Ko Esapapa Pakabo Ekapapane Elanka Papoata Akapranta Kabaranta Kabiba Abai Bamba Shakaba Rekapa Sabante Empampela Kaba Opai 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 Sapapayatoa Elafapale Lepelekonda Rampa Kobata Sapapako Lepapakaba Epapalambrahai Rampa Papa Baba Hai Raka Baba Bahiama Abasopela Branka Bai Rape Shapa Kapa Apapaka Babo Esapanto Kapela Kibahai Bapos Kapambarahai Antapaiba Rapa Sapapakai Efapataba Opapai Esapotai Esapalakaba Apa Opapapa Kopa Pekapiata Esapemba Lakwanta Ebraka papako, etapapateata, e sanka palapata, e palakapanta, e prampa shampa, rampe shanteba, e pampe nabahata, e somembale, e pepe kopanta, a kapan shakabai, e praka papa. Covenant, oh God. Covenant, oh God. Covenant, so God, let their labors aika etatatata ila kobala heruangata efa papahai el panatoba papana santa bai epala papa papata shabela pray akapai ekomilake ekombegeleba urakopakota asopapataha efa pale lepe Lata, batabai, 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 shabela papa pata, lepren papo, e papa, o kapapa kota, asakatama, shepala kapa, lepambala papa, rapa papa supata, e papa pampo, e shatabai, afapatahai, we stay up, O God, the covenants of our fathers, let the covenants of preservation as God with you by your apostle, oh God, Moses Orimolate, let them be stirred. Oh Yama Sante Mayaba, Ayaba Babarata, let the covenants, oh God, as God for the preservation of our city by Bao Titoju, Elaba Kome Komataka, Rapakatomba, by Baba.
Ebehata. Seliga teila. Lefa kapa shika. Baberaka babarata. Ashkanta taya. Lepata papa. Let the peace of our city be shorted by covenant. Ema shaka pata. Let our walls, let the gaps in our walls be sealed up by covenant. Elenkai ipatika pata. Ekavarakua. Asopelakua. Apraka pataka. Efapae. In the name of Jesus. Eshaka papa. Reka papate. Lepos. Ekante papo. Shailabata. Shababara. Rapa shaminata. Epatape papa. Efete papa hata. Akomba sokoto. Lekwa kwata. La papa kata. Lefa kapara. We acknowledge your labors. We acknowledge your covenant with you, O God. Let the wells of preservation that they dug by faithfulness, by sacrifice, let them be open. Let them be open. I'm a man that Obomoso will not be without a voice before God. I am Otaba, that you will remember our city by remembering the covenants of our fathers, men like Evangelist Job Alabi, who lived and died championing the gospel. Iamateba, Maimanano, Maipa Sabelata, Mamprandaro, Rava Pahata, Abami, Emalapo, Empapelami, Amia Kapoa, I am a Sabame, Epalatabi Manteba, Bebarate, Eventape, Sabimbabata, Abatambabaro, Reba Sombebina, Papembata, Basakombe, Epalapantabaya, that old and young will find preservation in this season, O God. Etokopotea, Ruatuakai, Ruakababo, Ruakabasane, and my Bamba, O Kapababalai, Eshabe. Toma mama mata kaba baba handai, esanta pa baba ratamba baha. Awake, awake, Lord, recover the consciousness of this covenant that make for the security of this city. Let the lands upon which your men have walked not become wasteland. Let blood not flow in our land. Ilama mama, let the gates of death be shut. I am a pata. Let the flow of death not penetrate our walls, not penetrate our gates. We come by covenant. We come by covenant. We come by covenant. The covenant of your servants. I am an ata. El panatata. El rapapomi moka mamata. Asapa babalia bae, epetete vala patahane, asamama, rapapa samemata. Oh Jesus, ipalatome mahiata, afakapa pambiae, esomba kai, rope lahane mo, atakapa papa, aprandai, 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 sa. Hear the word of the Lord. Your lands were covenanted to give expression to Yahweh. And tonight we declare that in the name of Jesus, the sons of the wicked will not find expression upon you. Epeona mamba hiba baramba sabambo epataba bomba lamaha bratamba sata efapai ifanataya. Not in the city center, not at our borders, not in the rest of the city. We secure you in covenant. We shikaika kaika kaika rakotoko sata. We secure you in covenant. It's a land of preservation. What you showed us was a city of refuge, and we call it forth where men can come to hide. Ologunloluwa, Ologunloluwa.
oruko re ologun loluwa ologun loluwa ologun loluwa o oluwa ni oruko re ologun loluwa ololuwa o
ologun loluwa
You can keep playing. Be still, man of war. You can fight. Fight for our city. You can fight. Let beastly men not find expression here. They groaned, but you remembered. Let our groaning be mixed with the covenant of our fathers. Look upon our city. Look upon the land of Obama showing mercy. Oh, Sayamama Komenate la Mamata. Baba Banakona Asabilaka Mbranta Baba. Efiateme Mokevishkabi Vrapaska Babata. Oh, and I hear sounds from neighboring cities. We are waking again. The covenant that has sustained the balance in southwestern Nigeria. Let the wells of Ayo Babalola in covenant begin to speak. Let the wells of Baba Yelami begin to speak. Let the wells of Baba Konde begin to speak. Let the wells of Baba Prophet Babajide begin to speak. Let the security of our territory be repossessed. Have respect tonight on the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitations of the wicked. You cannot forget. Oluwa oni gbagbe, e oni gbagbe, e oni gbagbe. Eranti, eranti, e mu le rise. Isha mama mama. Eranti majemu, majemu alafia. Fun ile Ogbomoso. Oya baba. Fun your state. Fun Osun state. Fun Ondo state. Fun Ekiti state. Fun Ogun state, for Lagos state, Oluwa Eranti, majemu yin fun orilede Nigeria. Remember your covenant with Paes G. Elton and come. We come groaning. Hey, alalala kaya, asababarakala, melivenene monet, epebabai, epasamimba. Parata babamo, efanai, efanai, the covenants of our fathers. We steer them as weapons of war, as weapons of war, as weapons of war. Shaba parahataya.
Nitori agbagbo yo se tawa pe o nitori atele alagbara ni emi mimo yo se alagbara ni o alagbara ni baba alagbara ni omo alagbara ni
emi mimo yo se tawa pe
alagbara o alagbara ni omo alagbara ni emi mimo yo se
tawa pe
eh yo se tawa pe o nitori agbagbo yo se tawa pe o nitori atele alagbara ni thank you, Father. Sambo balaba baba komba la mena baraba kapabi atala. Yoshe tawabe o nitori agbagbo. Yoshe tawabe o nitori atele. Alagbara ni emi mimo yo se tawa
be still upon our seat.
Oh kapapapa haswat konda balanko baranas lepa baba boka brantaba rakava shapande emamba pando kaima.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now for our city tonight, we still have two more prayer points. God has shared covenants. We understand that there is no city without a guardian angel. The vision that came to my brother this afternoon was that the angels are active, but there is no human partnership. We are going to be doing two things in one. We are going to be asking again for angelic reinforcement. That in the determination of the peace and the security of our city, it will be more angelic than human. On a final note, we will now pray for our security systems. Because there was a battle at Rephidim. And in that battle, the Bible said Moses took a posture. You say, it's not all of us that can carry guns. I know where what I was given. The weapons that I was assigned, I'm after the Moses order, are not carnal. They are mighty through God. Paul began to give this introduction to weapons that are powered to aid the alignment of the mind. They cast down imaginations. Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. I know that's what he was talking about, but he gave the believer a picture that what you have been designed to fight with is not human. So the Bible said Moses went up the mountain. And when he got to the mountain, the Bible said he took the rod of God. And when we speak of the rod of God figuratively, what we speak of is the word of God. That's what he balanced in his hand. And as long as he held it up, you see, the disadvantaged men in the landscape, they were not soldiers. They were farmers, they were builders. But in one night, they became fighting men. And every time his hand became tired, the battle was lost. We are going to ask for our security forces. They go by the name Operation Bust. They go by the name the Nigerian police. Do they still have force there? Is there still force? Nigerian police force, maybe a detachment of the army, some of the men in the Nigerian civil defense corps. We also want to pray for the Amotekun. that as many as have been assigned in this season to bear arms, they will be optimized in expression because they are men on the mountaintop. As we pray, let intelligence. As we pray, let willingness. As we pray, let boldness. As we pray, let successful movements begin to happen in the landscape. I heard that some people were abducted some nights ago. They'll be found. You don't believe. They'll be found. So we want to give strength to the security forces, the people who have been given legitimate rights to bear guns. We want to give. But first of all, we want to ask for the multiplication of the angelic dimension in our city. Alongside that, we ask for a multiplication of praying men. I wrote on my status this afternoon that prayers within the walls of Ogbomoson now have become a necessity. We must pray. Woe unto them that are at ease in Ogbomoson. Woe. All of us must pray. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. Can we lift up our voices? Multiply within our borders the angelic dimension. Increase their numbers, that the battle may tilt more into the supernatural than the natural. And oh God, can you also increase the numbers of praying men? Let petition based altars be converted into intercessory altars. That men will stand during the day, men will stand during the night, and will know no peace until they have asked that you will come and secure our land. Sakai kakai, selaka kakataba, koranki bot, ba 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 banto, bakoskaba, bakoskaba, ba 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 ho, ekapapa hakapa, kado satai, pelampelas kopambe baharas.
Multiply praying men. Rekomo shamilikai. Matelekotabai. Multiply angels. Multiply praying men. Within our walls, so God. Let the battle tilt into the supernatural. But let there be men in their ranks, standing on their watches, asking that you will preserve, oh God.
Multiply angels, stir up intercessors, stir up intercessors, stir up intercessors, Ratos Rakapapapaha Afapayata Amasapanko Elakapapako Elakapapako. Oh, within the walls of Obomoso land, multiply angels, multiply angels. Let they that fight in the spirit be roused. Amaramanata Ranta Babababaha. Oh, and let prayers rise. Let prayers rise. Let pure incense in papa ekome malet ekaba sampai ayaya ifala na 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 tai efapa yanamo eraba kapama apemai apapa sambelana la feparai ora papa paha elombe het ekapa ponda makapane nate esapelambera niata arapapa bibalatama mastelamante mastelebrante mastelepepenate efatapalante rapasante ayama kombebae osaka papahale lokapaparo erwapapapo 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 esapapapapaha aya 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 itotopalasotaya afatapalatapayata erapapa sampe. Oh God, show up for Obomoso. Let these sounds of the wicked cease in our lands. Ayananatai okepetekemelaho eloreko elwakoto asokebobihato ekambobiankaba mantelebaba aparapapapa sante efentapambe ekopopohe elakome 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 elepepekepepekepepe erapapapapo ekwako ekwako sakombai ampaivelapo lepranda barambeha epependa parapapaha epanta babe sante ekampepuolo esompepelote mapai apapoloto maparamba arampapapabomba asapelamba heta esampe bia papakapa otamamamo 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 emoko marabaha oro opopopopoha oparua arapapapo esakapapapapa epepamba apapakapapa apapakomba empapa shaba apalapapapa epalapapahe ofalapapa afarapae aferahae 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 esamemamaha elapabe opomoso secured by the angelic. Multiply angels, multiply angels, oh God, multiply angels. Give charge for the sake of covenants that our fathers have caught with you, for the sake of a church that is seeking revival. Keep us alive, that which we saw in the spirit as a revival will be witnessed. Oh yeah, mama. Kela liba kabasa, sika baba yeta, ilimba le borata mama mos. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Exodus 17 from verse 8. We cry Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh. Yes, we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. We cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. We cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, we lift up a cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, we cry, Yahweh, we cry, Yahweh, 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 we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, we cry, Yahweh, 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 we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Ago, that the names of God are gates. They are gates. They are gates. They are gates. There is a reality of God that the mention of the name Yahweh occasions. It is referred to in Hebrew as Yirat Adonai. It's called the dread of God. The dread of God. The dread of God. In the day of, can you help me? Okay, let me look for the verse. We'll come back here. Yahweh, Yahweh, we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh, we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh,
we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh,
Yahweh, we cry, Yahweh, Yahweh. As we cry
Yahweh,
Yahweh, we cry Yahweh, Yahweh. One more time we cry. Oba, remind me to look for that verse of scripture. It was a statement that Jacob made in the day he was trying to announce the security system that preserved him from the wrath of Laban. He mentioned the covenant that God had cut with his forefather Abraham and called it my father Abraham, the God of my father Abraham. And then, I don't know what translation it is, but in referring to what God had with Isaac, he called it the dread of Isaac. Did you notice that every time Abraham and Isaac showed up in the land, the people were afraid of them? They were not the largest in number, but they came with a facility, the dread. Every time the name Yahweh is mentioned, sing a song of victory. Shout aloud unto the Lord, who is like a living one. Yahweh is over us. We talk about his faithfulness. Our lives have been restored. Hallelujah, we are blessed. And Yahweh is for us. Let's praise he hears. He hears every prayer we pray. He sees, He watches with tender care, and He knows. He knows every pain we bear, and from the highest heaven His mercies flow to the end of the world. His people know and say, Yahweh is for us. Oh Yahweh, we cry, Yahweh is for us. Oh, we cry, Yahweh is for us. Oh, we say, Yahweh is for us.
Yahweh is for
us. Yahweh is for this land, oh.
Yahweh is for
us. Yahweh is for Bomas, land, oh.
Yahweh is for us.
Verse of scripture. Now the King James, okay, the American Standard Version does not use the word dread. It uses the word fear. Except the, let's go to verse 40, so that we understand what is happening here. Thus I was in the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Verse 41. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Isaac was saying to Laban, you are a waster. You are a waster. I served you 7 years for a lady. You swindled me and gave me another woman by night. I didn't fight with you. I told you, don't worry. Give me the second woman now. I will serve you another 7 years. Well, I don't know what's wrong with Jacob anyway. Because Jacob's case is another day. If you swindle me like that, I'll negotiate you. Yes. 7 years for the right thing. You gave me the wrong thing. Oh God, we are the one that cheated me. So this one now, a nini. You know what a knee is? Let's do 1 year. If you don't do 1 year, I'll tell everybody that you cheated me. But you see, he was so raptured by the beauty. Young men, may God help you. By the beauty of the one that he loved, and he was willing to get the wife now. So he married that wife on higher purchase and labored for another 7 years to accomplish the wages. I felt that if you marry two of your daughters to the same man, that man should have entered inheritance. Is that not what David said? What shall happen to the man who takes down this beast? Said the king will give him his daughter, son-in-law to the king. That's good inheritance. This man made him serve for another 6 years, and in the day he was going to reap, they swindled him again. They delivered a kind of, they told him was going to earn as wages a kind of sheep. And they relocated all those sheep 3 days' journey. So that there was no possibility. He meant that Laban wanted him to live with only two ladies and their children and go and starve to death. But he told us his security system. He says, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham. What was laying hold was a covenant relationship between God and Abraham. And the fear, that's where the word dread comes. The reverence of Isaac. He was making mention a kind of dimension that had been encountered in the life of Isaac. That if you met Isaac, if you were stronger than him, you were still afraid of him. Give me my scripture. I'm not doing amplified this night. I want to pray. Give me back my scripture. Thank you. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now. How? Empty. I will have wasted 20 years in your house. I know. Now if you want to marry in Yoruba land, some pastors are like that. When they marry their wife that has four children for them now, they didn't have a car. They didn't have two suits. They had one shoe that has become half. Now they'll be telling young men, do you have a house? Many of them lived in a one room. You know one room? One room means that room is a multi-purpose room. It's a room in the night. It's a sitting room during the day. It's a kitchen at meal times. There's a corner of that room that where they wash cloth. And there's always a cloth that is hanging, that is shielding their underwear behind it. That's the shape of it. That's how they married. But you now tell them I'm living in a room and parlor. They say no. Basic, you need a 2-bedroom. Wicked people. They bought their first car after 20 years of marriage. Now they say you have a car. Say I'm trusting God. They say when God has answered you, come and marry. There are many pastors that is there. When they were pastoring, then they started pastoring. It was their wives that were paying children's school fees. Now they want to say, you need to show us. There's even a church, they say you must have 5 million. Yes. In the East, you must have 5 million and it must be your money. We must see your bank statement over 6 months that the 5 million is resting there. And then you have a house. And our daughter cannot trek. It's not the family that is demanding them. It's church. So Isaac, if you marry from that church, may God help you. May your coins have gained value. That's why wife battery will not be far from those places. Because the guy is slaved to marry. Our discussion, Pastor Diola. His wife there is not, it's not his helpmate. It's his property. All right, Yahweh. People have sent me away empty. Now empty. God had seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee when. So you see that God inhibits people by going in the middle of the night to rebuke them. So that if certain men were sent to come to our town, God has the prerogative to visit them in the night and say, if you move, you die. Some years ago, I had some issue with certain young men. It was business gone bad. And the guys lived in Oshobo. They used to come to town once in a while. So, they now hired people from some other religions. Because they want to act towards me. People will say, are you not Christians? You're not a pastor? So, they went to hire people from other religions. A few alphas here and there. Who were in their clique. And those ones swore that they were not going to come and assail me on a Saturday. They were going to come on a Sunday evening and they were going to arrive with Bomosho at 5:30. You know, then our service used to start at 5. Ha! So, one of them that had conscience, I think he's out of the country now because God helped him. He showed mercy. And a day came when he came for one of our conferences. Maybe those who have been around with us remember. And I spotted him outside after the whole episode and I called him inside. I gave him a seat beside me and said, this guy, he's my friend. He stood with me in the day of my affliction. Pour the blessing upon him. I think he's in the UK now. He's a doctor in the UK. So, he now told me that, Pastor, they are coming tomorrow. And they are bringing affairs who will not respect church. They will scatter from the back. They will just enter, scatter from the back to the front. It was me that did business, not church. So, I went to God in my room, knelt down. I said, Lord, what will you do for me? I had not spoken for 3 minutes. You see, God is jealous about this congregation. And God said to me, son, tell the person that informed you to tell them, if they take off in Oshobo, no matter how many they are, the road will waste everybody. I will kill to keep you from shame.
What?
So I called the guy. I said, bro, in case they want to travel tomorrow, don't travel with them. If you bring 10 buses, all of you will die before you get to Gumosho. And you know, the road was not even good. So the possibility of death was high. If you follow Ifon Ilobu to Gumosho, you can blow tires on the road. So I knew that if their whole group comes, even if it's 100 buses, not one of them will smell the air of this town. Ah, I've seen God in my little life. So when I told the guy, it was as though those utterances, as he told them, God followed it up. So on Sunday, me, I told my friends that, you see, by 5:30, anybody that wants to come to the front, just tell them to sit down. After service, pastor will see them. Not a fly traveled from Oshobo. Not a fly. And then those people they are hired, they now abandon them. What I pay? So they freed me. I've seen God. Did you hear how I spoke that other time? When those guys are carrying stick, I warned them. I said, nobody. They were trying to obtain us. You know how those boys that used to obtain adjunctions when you're in the car. They now carry stick wanting to hit the car. Warned down the glass and said, who does that in the promotion? To carry stick to hit my car? Don't do it. Oh. I finished saying it before I remembered that. If we meet on the road, they will beat me. But it's an influence. It's an influence. The dread. I was walking on this road. It was Juwan, one brother. They were coming from Winners. They were assaulting them on a Sunday afternoon. Their crime was that instead of carrying bike, they decided to trek. They now took, these guys were following a bike man, and every student they saw trekking, they were collecting money from them. Now, since they don't want to patronize the bike men, that was late last year, because they don't want to patronize bike men, they must still pay the bike man. So they collected the brother's purse and they were taking money out of his purse. Immediately, Juwan saw me drive past, he ran and stood beside the car. So I parked. I now told her, call that brother to get his purse and come to meet me. So when they saw me like a savior, they took off and drove the bike, crossed me in front and got down. I just put one leg out of the car and said, do you know the guy was coming like a zombie? He was coming like that. I now see, now at first fear caught my heart, but some other thing came up and I said, in this town, is it me you are coming to meet like that? The guy knelt down and crawled from where he was to the car. He said, I want my see, when we travel, you can do this thing. When we're in town, if you do it, it will be safer that police caught you. I now gave the guy his house address. I said, you live in Adenike. This is the part of Adenike. He said, no. I said, no. That's where you live. I know where you... I've not been to his house before, but I can know where he's living. So that he knows that if he goes to hide, we can fish him out. The other one said, yes, that's where he's living. So if you do this thing again. And I said, they are hungry. I said, if you are hungry, talk to us. If we want to give you, we'll give you. Don't obtain anybody. What operated was the dread. It makes you subdue who you cannot take on physically. And the battle over the security of our city has gone spiritual. Even tonight, as people are contemplating, God can scare anybody. He will scare them. They will go back to their masters and say, not that land. But I see God expanding this covering far. That's why I began to pray that way. The dread. It will be like a cloud of rain over our land. And that which is an enemy of our land will be afraid. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, let's go to our Rephidim story. And then we can see if we can handle that. Tomorrow morning, if we can't handle this pastor's thing, we'll take it early tomorrow morning. But if you are going to church, please prepare for your service. Some of us don't go to church in the morning, so be here. But don't sleep. Don't sleep. Tell your neighbor, don't sleep. If you are not going to church in the morning, come early in the morning. Let us fulfill our quota of this prayer before we gather together at 4. And then, okay, verse 7. Okay. And he called, speaking of Moses, the name of the place Massa and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel. And because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord amongst us or not? So it was after a day of testing. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. When the Bible says then came, it gives us a picture of who occupied Rephidim before the invasion. Who was the first occupant? Israel. Israel. So it's in the similitude of then came kidnappers, then came bandits. What else do we have in Nigeria? Then came Boko Haram. Then came ISWAP. You said? Eh? Okay. Then came unknown gunmen. Unknown gunmen. All of them are known. It's the people that they are attacking that are not known. Those ones are called unknown gunmen. They came to meet people who were living in peace. People who had just been chastised by God. They came to meet them. How did they survive? Next verse. And Moses said unto Joshua, he didn't tell him run away. He said, choose us out, men. And go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow, I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. This is the priestly posture of the church in every land. They are licensed men across our nation to bear guns. Amotekun carries guns because they are licensed. The other time I went to Ibadan, I saw OPC. I didn't know they were still existing. They also carrying guns. I now saw another set of people around Sango. They were going in drones, many bikes. What they wrote at the back of their shirt was Agbekoya. I didn't even know that Agbekoya was armed. You don't want to play around those people. Because Agbekoya in his original mood, the strength is not in guns. Oh. They are masters of the spirit. We heard stories that when they attacked in Ogun State, one of them will just dance forward and bend down like that. You will think it's air that will come from his buttock. It will be a swarm of bees. And these bees, they don't stick to swelling. They sting to death. Ah. Ajurawa long. Thank God that Jesus at that. Is the gospel, you think the gospel is not working? It has weakened altars. When last did you see a witch flying in midday? That's why the church must sit up, because most cities were protected by the occult and were protected successfully. One man, we just blow air like this, and then fire will catch everybody. Now we have weakened their altars, but we still can't protect cities. He attacked one man's house. The Baba sat, a politician. He sat at the top of his house. He said, oh, come inside. We will kill you today. One of them, God now helped them. He threw a stick. And the stick moved through the gate. You know, the open gate. The stick caught fire in mid-air. It means anybody who steps through that gateway will burn. There was a furnace that was there that was invisible. And may you not be the specimen. It was a stick. Immediately the stick caught fire. People lost intentions and went home. But that same man, after 5 years in a particular city, name withheld. I know the man. I know the house. they raised that house to the ground. Because it, within those 5 years, three of those that man's children had found Jesus. And they had labored to weaken the altars of their father. One of them was already a redeemed pastor. So Baba wept when his house was burning. That, me. People entered my house and burnt my house. The challenge is this. If his altars have been weakened, can we not create another security system to secure Baba's house? That one was absent. So Jeremiah's mandate was to uproot, to throw down, to pull down, to destroy, to plant, and to build. Don't uproot if you don't have skill with planting. Don't claim to be the guardians of a city and then the former guardians, they vacate. And then in your day of guardianship, the city becomes vulnerable. Just choose. Just choose. Any man you choose can fight. I know he used to be a bricklayer, but if you choose him for us, he can fight. Because his potency will not be skill. His potency will be based on the man on the mountain. The church must climb in the promotion. I must climb quickly. That's what we're doing. We're mounting up. We're taking our position. Praying with the word of the Lord in our mouths so that those who have been licensed to carry guns can win. I like the word the army PROs use when they win their battles. They don't say we killed. That's a too, that word is too hallowed. They use the word neutralize. They say we neutralized 30 terrorists. It means that 30 terrorists have gone from acidic form, have become neutral. They are no longer potent. Man, I don't even want people neutralized around the promotion. I want them to repent and go home. Because Ileyi Aja, mark my words, this land will fight. When God wants to commit himself, what he does that he names a sacrifice. If you pay this sacrifice, I will cut a covenant with you. It's because he wants to, when he doesn't want to commit himself, he doesn't. Because even when you renege on the terms of the covenant, the integrity of God keeps him a covenant keeper. That's why when I heard that thing yesterday, I rejoiced. My pain was just bomfero onisi. But when I walked into the house, I switched on my phone on the road and I told my wife, that price that God named is in my account now. Before I got home. It means that God is committed. That money didn't come from Lagos. The money came from UK. Well, so Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Now it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. This is a partnership that I perceive that God is forging as we close tonight. That as long as there is a man to pray, the security systems will win. When we stop praying, the enemy will prevail. So Israel prevailed as long as his hand was up, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Next verse. But Moses' hands were heavy. That's why we prayed that our numbers will increase. So that when some people are tired. Now you saw what I did with my daughter the other time. I was really tired. I knew I needed to lead prayers. Yeah, because leading prayer and praying are two different things. I hope you know. Leading prayer is more task. Like praying. Some of you are praying like this. But if you are leading prayer, we must hear you. So I have to tell her, I used her as a primer. And I'm teaching with all those things. I think she prays better than I do anyway. So it's good. So that's the prayer, that you can pray better than I do. So what I did was to use her prayer to climb. And that's what helped me pray. So can you celebrate my daughter? God will keep that flame burning. if David is the only strong man, in the day of his tiredness, the enemy will prevail. You need mighty men. And the day that we grow tired, may we find you mighty men. That amen is under construction. Okay. So the Bible says, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed his hands. So Moses was standing like this. When he became tired, they now gave him a chair on a stone. Bible now said Aaron and Hur stayed on up his hands. So they helped him hold his hand. You know when they, in secondary school, when they say, raise up your hands and close your eyes. After a while, your hand even in church, there are some pastors that I don't know. They say, can we lift up our hands and they'll be talking? Our hands will now go from here, now become like this. That was my seed problem. Because this kind of assignment will wear out the man on the mountaintop. That's why he needs many men. What Oba is doing here, what Tibola is doing here, the songs that the choir is singing are part of the holding up of the hands. That's why you can't be missing in prayer. This morning, I slept late. When I came in, I was praying outside this morning. This morning, yes, I was praying outside before I came inside. It was glorious prayer that I used to climb. How many of you were outside when glory was praying? It was very loud. It was her cries I used to mount up. When I now found my rhythm, and I started gliding. The one on one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. By the time the sun went down, the battle had almost been won. And when they saw that they could not secure victory, as the sun went down, Joshua began to program nature. We are not without help. Let's just pray. If we continue praying by inspiration that is word-based, we will know how to tackle the enemy. There are rains that people cannot walk through. Say, you know, that because of the rain, you need to stay where you are. When that time comes, you will find out how rain can be a weapon. We won't need to use them here anyway, but we'll be merchandising weapons to other lands. I know. One of the shapes of our city is to teach territorial labors in prayers. That's why a lot of people are afraid for us. It looks as if you are farm priest today. Kill and shame. That's why people are bothered. But God will use the case of our city to show how evil can end suddenly. And then other lands will come and learn how to end it. Can we pray for the security forces? The Nigerian army, the Nigerian police force, the Amotekun, the civil defense corps, the Operation Bust. Everyone licensed by government to provide security, tonight their labors are optimized. Their capacity to secure is increased from the spirit. We see why they have been losing the battle. Because their foes have summoned the priesthood. And tonight we decree that all over our nation, the Nigerian army is helped into effectiveness. The Nigerian police, especially the counter-terrorism unit, is helped into effectiveness. The civil defense corps, they are helped. The anti-kidnapping unit, we breathe life on the labors of Yamoteku. Our God enables them.
our God enables them. They are ahead of the wicked. We secure their lives. They are effectual in bringing sanity to our nation. Oh, rapopo shapala papa ha. Rapo saponta pe baba, rape papa vila patomba, bye papa baba, o kapatu kapata papa kopehete, elepe kubarai, e yamapambe, e shapa balapa pilontai. Sokana mama mami abakafa, e fanafe, sate perava. Ropa se fera baha, e quanta papa pake, e come pale coba, e payabate, e compe sampa, para papa baconsa, e stopa bae, elia pae, a papa sopa la binata, rampe bebe papa, anto palambe bariata ma bosa.
Sebebelia baba baba kia baba tene metos abrakaba baba bala braga daba 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 lakata akwa kata baba biata kababina taka babelos obroko popolo broko taba biasa akatus kaba bina taka beka abrakaba baba bala braga tida bala bara baba bia baba kia katara akwa kako popolo broka bebele broko popo monte kaba akwa shata taka bina taka akata kaba babele broko popo 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 oraga kako tobele brigidi ke bala braga dabia ashakata tata tata bila abraka papa bala braga papa bias ashakata tata tata intelligent nete cobra kapias kapapuai abrusha kapapina tai ele brege tete tete tele braga pina abaraka kaka tata tata bala braga pina ta abrako to brege tete tete to rokata kata bala braga bebele bros Shakatatatale Barabakatana Mandabala Bragata Pida Pida Bala Barabakato Brokotatatata Bala Brokotata Bala Baros Rakatatakatakatakatakata Bala Baraya Aquacato Aquash Allah brakata bala brana matahua jua kapele brakosa wisdom anato brakabia shatata ruakatata kabila brakata foresight and insight Allah brakatata kateash asate kopros nakwa Nakwa shapa huai. Apara baba baba babia shaka bale ashat. Apara baba babia takabal branda kabelese. Ele braka baba babia na makatole bra. Abuko saba bali atakata. Intelligence anatekele brazu ashatata. Jiakata tatai. Abros, watai kabababwai. Elebra kata balabara baba miatai. Lambra kata balabara baba babia shatamani. Obroko baba balabrega tila bashani. Braka babele brene menosa balia. Ambra kata labara baba babia. Orua kabababias. Abara baba baba babia shakata. Alla brakata tatakatia shata. Araba baba baba la brakata namada baya shata. Alla brakatina bala barabaka na bala bai. Abara baba 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 babia sh. Jeketekete balaya. Akwanda kabile brena biata. Obra kabile bregeti aba. Abara bakambila brata biya shata. Wisdom. Foresight, insight, hindsight, lebra capillae, intelligence, wisdom, and the cabra to a shakamano. Abaraba capuana bacopro.
Jarando Sababia, Jarando Sababia, Jarando Sababia, Jarando Sababia, Jarando Ayakabaluai, Aikobalabalabia Sababe, Baruaka Pambelebro Sabahila, Abaraba Baba Mina Makabala Bracabosa, Andrekezo Satabila. Jekatele baraba kamele bala baraba dias abaraba baba be ashabalaye ashara da da dira 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 rakata kat sharaba kabala branda batabias ele prokosha babiaska alla brakapala branda mateles.
In Jesus' name we pray. Before we close tonight, scripture says, be careful for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. We want to complete our cycle tonight with thanksgiving. Can you just lift up your voices and give the Lord thanks? First, for the fact that He has not left us to this. For the fact that He has granted us sight and hearings. He has granted us direction. How would we have known? How would we have known without Him? The evils would have befallen us unawares. It would have caught up with us unawares. But the Lord in His mercy has granted us sight, has empowered us to know, has empowered us with hearings. Liaba Shataneas. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We give you praise.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory.
We give you praise. We give you praise.
We give you glory.
Yeah.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
We give you praise.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Oh.
We give you praise. We give you praise.
We give you glory. Us for empowerment in strength, in prayer power, in sightings and hearings, in perceptions and promptings, in nudgings. We say thank you, Father. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Father. Adukweo, Baba. We say thank you. Name is to be a load. From the rising
of the sun
to the setting
of the sun.
Your name.
for the last time.
From the rising,
of the sun,
to the setting of the sun.
We give you thanks. Thank you, gracious God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. And for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We'll meet tomorrow morning, 6:30. God bless you.